Let's Talk. It's that time of year again. Our Christmas season is upon us. And for us, it can be a time full of hustle and bustle as we focus on preparing for Christmas Day. I love that as a church, we focus on Advent and the peace of Christ, because the stress can come knocking at the door. And I don't know what that looks like for you, but for us, we have two little girls, and a big part of preparing is, you know, searching and buying gifts for them and other people, then work Christmas parties and gatherings one right after another. And I often wonder how we're going to get through the rigorous schedule. And here it is, the first week of December, and I found it refreshing and helpful to focus on some guidelines for giving. And in the New Testament, there's no set requirement amounts for giving. But in 2 Corinthians, Paul gives us some pretty good guidelines to help us stay in the right spirit of giving. And in 2 Corinthians 8, Paul is challenging the Corinthians to look at the example of the struggling Macedonian Christians and how out of their poverty, they gave with passionate joy and of their own free will. And he wants the Corinthians to excel also in gracious acts of giving. And verse 9 is the motivation of their hearts. It reads, "You know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich." It's a wonderful thing to reflect on the hope, peace, joy, and love of our Savior Jesus, and how he has enriched us with this, isn't it? It's the overflow of this enrichment that motivates us to give out of the right heart. Physical and monetary riches matter too. And Paul is in fact asking them to give to the needs of others. And he says, give in proportion to what you have, not what you don't have. And he's not asking them to give and make life hard for themselves. He says, right now, if you have plenty, you can help. Then later, when they have plenty, they can help you. In 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 9, it says, "Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. So you must each decide in your own heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God will generously provide all your needs and plenty left over to share with others. As the scriptures say, they share freely and gave generously to the poor, and their good deeds will be remembered forever." It is refreshing and stress relieving to give in faith that God is the provider and we are the conduit, yet we benefit eternally for the good deeds he allows us to be a part of. In verse 10, "For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. And in the same way, he will provide and increase your resources, then produce a great harvest of generosity inside you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take those gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. So two good things will result from a ministry of generous giving. The needs of believers will be met, and they will joyfully express their thanks to God." What a blessing it is to be a part of a family of God and what he is doing around us locally. I think of the Shoebox Ministry that went out last month, or Hope Ministry's local Christmas gifts, or Thursday morning Bible study helping the local mission. There are so many opportunities for us to be a part of sharing joyfully in the needs of others and thanks to God. In verse 13, "As a result of your ministry, they will give glory to God, for your generosity to them and the believers will prove that you are obedient to the good news of Christ. And they will pray for you with deep affection because of the overflowing grace God has given to you. Thank God for this gift, too wonderful for words." Yes, Lord, thank you for the gifts of grace that you allow us to be a part of. May we be cheerful givers, not just at the proper time of Christmas, but all year long in many ways. Holy Spirit, please guide us each individually to give generously this year. Specifically, lay needs on each person's heart to the avenues of your choice in their personal realms. And And may we not give reluctantly, but with eagerness and enthusiasm, as we give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.